What do you do when there are ants at the monastery? Is there a way to get rid of them naturally without killing them? I had to get rid of some a week ago and witnessed three ants die somewhat painfully by what I used, which caused both sadness and remorse in me, and I don't want to do it again. But what is, quote-unquote, right action? There's the precepts versus what is practical. There are ants at the monastery. I think there's, I can't remember what the statistic is, but the number of ants compared to the number of human beings is very, very different. Oftentimes, really paying attention to one, what's attracting the ants, being able to say to get rid of what is attracting the ants, like really keeping things clean, keeping things tidy, keeping things so that there isn't anything that will attract them. That's really important aspect of it. And also there's some natural deterrents can keep them away. I'm trying to remember. I think one is like tea tree oil. Another one is it cinnamon or something? Oh, cayenne pepper. Yeah, they do not like cayenne pepper. Having some of that around, and then they disperse. But I think one of the main things is really trying to figure out, okay, what's attracting them? Because sometimes they're attracted to the one of the kutya, I think the one that Hector's in. But they love the insulation. Rigid insulation is really a bad idea for any kind of Buddhist building. it's just the greatest little apartment dwelling for large communities of ants. Then it's sort of an ongoing battle where you're putting down things like tea tree oil and cayenne pepper and trying to keep away and then they manage to find a route, and in the end, I think we'll probably end up having to rebuild that cabin. it's one of the very first cabins that we built. It wasn't one of the most well constructed ones. In Thailand, what they do is everything's on stilts, more or less, like pillars, so that it's up off the ground. Because Thailand, tropical country, you really have insects and various life forms trying to get to you. One of the pillars will tend to have like oil around the base. You build it so that there's oil around the base, and then a cover so that rain can't get into it. And then they don't like the oil. So then they don't go up. Nothing goes up. And then they can't get around it. So you figure out preventative ways of dealing with it.